fishbowl fun. Da 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 da.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Welcome back
to
TGB.
TGB.
Tramps, Ghost Ballerinas. So if you've been a longtime listener,
First time caller.
Yes.
Where's that from?
Go ahead. Just, you're on the air.
This is a radio station.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Mm-hmm. Would either one of you be a radio host?
Hell yes.
Hi, Ellen. My name is also Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
So I've been listening for at least 6 months.
What's going on, Ellen?
Well, I'm having some problems.
Really? Why don't you tell me about them?
Well, you know, I just don't feel like I want to read books.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
Can you please share some of your wisdom?
I would be happy to.
How you can start reading books.
Yeah. What do I do if I can't read?
Well, first of all, you can physically read.
You do know how to read.
Well, it's a little dicey.
But in its essence, you know how to read a book.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. So what do you think the holdup is? Do you think it's, books don't hold your interest?
Exactly.
Or what?
Exactly. And I don't know how to pronounce many words.
Well, you've pronounced enough today.
Do you sound out loud?
Do you count on your fingers?
Sure do.
Count on my fingers.
Oh my God. We should do where, you know how online or Reddit or whatever people ask questions and they'll be like, what should I do about this situation? Or we should do that as if we're on air and Ellen is the advice giver.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
That would be really fun.
Next episode.
This person asks.
Let's do it. Next episode.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Okay.
And then instead of reading what they said, then I can just give
you can give your answer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'll
pop on Reddit, go into Ask Reddit. Yeah. People ask questions and you can give some advice.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then if any Reddit person is listening, they can be like, hey, I saw that on Reddit. And then they can be like, well, the podcast I listened to said. Okay. So,
I like it.
Yeah.
This episode, though,
is not that.
No, not that.
Certainly not. So, well, I was just, where I was going with this is that if you listened before April 1st.
Before break.
Before we took our break.
Our long break. Long Christmas break. Our 4-month Christmas break.
It wasn't quite that long.
From last episode was posted in December.
Yeah, it's a long break for the people.
For the listeners. For the people. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But for us, it's not been a long break. It was like 2 months for us.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Not even. Maybe. Doesn't matter.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyways, is that we decided to take a little break from books once in a while and put out some fun, dumb
nothing episodes.
They're like nothing. They're to get you to back and forth to work, I guess.
These are episodes that if you like us and listening to us but hate books, this is the episode for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
But do people hate books?
Some people. Okay, how about this? If you like us but you've not read books...
You don't want to do a read-along.
Right. You have not read the book that we're doing the week before. You still get an episode.
Or it could be like...
Congratulations.
You want to know more about us. Or you like listening to us.
Right.
You think you're... Or you think we're fascinating.
Yes. And which we are.
We are. Greatly, goes without saying.
Greatly fascinating.
Well,
so we
for
have,
sure.
We have some questions.
All right. So is this a fishbowl?
Fishbowl.
How did that go?
You saved it, right?
I did. I clipped it out and saved it as well.
Fishbowl questions. Yep.
So yeah, I did.
You're welcome.
So I'll clip the clip from last time.
Yes.
That'll be now like, our intro
you know,
every
like
time.
Like a 70s. You know, you can just feel the shag carpet and, you know, your sofa fits.
It's like you're high on acid rolling around in the shop on the shag carpet.
Yeah.
Going,
yeah. Well, that's just
good. Questions.
Burm, burm, burm.
Yes. So I have numbers 1 through 40. Pick a number.
Let's go with unlucky number 13.
Oh, what would you choose as the title of your memoir?
Oh, I got one.
Go ahead.
Bitch, please.
Or would it be witch, please?
Witch, please.
Witch, please. It could be bitch spelt out, but then the B slashed in a handwritten W.
Mm-hmm.
Witch, please.
Witch, please.
I like that.
For myself, I have not a clue.
Mine would be, I have to pee, but I don't want to get up.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That would be your memoir. Okay. I have to pee, but I don't want to get up. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because constantly I have to pee, and I'm like, I don't want to get up. Because I'm so complaining. Mariah's would be something profound about traveling and quotes and air and
floral. Honestly, it would be like, life is about creating who you are.
Exactly. Something very profound.
Being the self-help aisle.
Yes. Yes.
Mine would not be.
Her cover would be her with a hat on.
Yeah. Like no. Cool, not of me. My silhouette.
Yes. Yeah, standing, looking out over the ocean.
Yeah, with her back.
Mine would be me rolled up in my blankets, just with the covers up. In bed.
And then yours would be?
You in a witch hat.
Just a witch's hat? Or
a sun catcher?
Ooh.
Maybe a sun catcher. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Ellen, you pick a number.
25.
What's the worst fashion trend that you still follow?
Crimping my hair.
I do love a good crimped hair.
Mm-hmm. You just don't see it. You don't see it anymore.
No.
Yeah. Oh, the worst fashion trend that I still follow.
Well, I found out that apparently wearing eyeshadow is like an old millennial thing. It's not what the young kids are doing.
That's like skinny jeans.
Well, I'm still wearing skinny jeans.
Oh, well,
I don't care.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You all
that will never go away.
You can peel them off my cold dead body.
Yeah. I'm not starting the shoe shopping that I need to do all over again.
Oh, sure.
I have $7,000 worth of shoes or more.
Yep.
I am not rebuilding that.
Yes.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so worst fashion. I don't think there is a bad fashion trend that you follow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Or Mariah, quite honestly.
No, Mariah for sure.
No.
But now I want to see that crimped hair.
I do too.
Although I do like a good waver hair too.
Yeah.
When I was growing my hair
beach
out.
Waves.
Yeah. What about you? Nothing? You said eyeshadow.
Yeah, well, but that's, I still love eyeshadow, I don't care.
How come there's 70 million eyeshadow tutorials on Instagram and TikTok?
Well, how come makeup tutorials are still way up there?
And how about the fact that the younger people with their clean makeup bullshit just look boring? If you're going to wear makeup.
Yeah.
You know?
How come there are young kids shopping at Sephora and Ulta?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like I am not trendy. I just look homeless.
That's accurate.
So I don't feel like I can accurately.
You know
well,
what?
I mean, I think you have taken grunge to a level.
New level.
You
new
know
heights.
What fashion trend I have seen you?
Dresses and leggings?
No. That I wish you would bring back.
What's that?
Are your like high-waisted linen wide leg pants.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like a tucked
a
in
fitted shirt.
A fitted
yeah.
shirt.
Yeah.
That look was gorgeous on
Thank you.
Yeah,
I do love that look. I'm slightly bigger than I was when I used to wear that, so that was more comfortable. Comfortable now.
Yeah.
But yes, I do love that look.
But you could do a version of
I could do a version.
With, mm-hmm. you know.
It's just like, Mariah, think about it like this. When you, or Ellen, you too, because you both, when you wear, sorry, what I'm going to say, you'll get it.
Okay.
When you wear like a top that has like a scoop neck or mm-hmm. something like lower cut and you feel like,
you're just revealing everything?
Too much. That's what it feels like when I'm wearing any type of pant that you can see my butt in.
Oh, okay.
It just feels too much.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Yep.
So.
By the way, I don't care if my cleavage is out there.
Okay, Mariah, when you
those moneymakers have done well for me.
I know. Pick a number. Any number.
39.
Which fruit would you be and why?
Honestly, lately, Pineapple.
Why?
Because you're a swinger?
Because you're hard on the outside. Not an upside down pineapple.
That's an upside down pineapple. Yeah. Mine would be right side up.
Look at her knowing the lingo.
I think, is it because they're like tough on the outside, but sweet on the inside?
Sweet on the inside?
No, it's because people avoid wanting to go through the work cutting it.
To get to the goods.
To get to the goods.
Attagirl, that's accurate.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's 100% accurate for you.
That came right out of my ass. You're welcome. Yeah,
but 100%.
Very true.
Probably a pomegranate for the same reasons.
It's so much work.
You got to be really patient if you're going to go through the work to get to the good stuff.
Good one. Good one.
I think I'd be a strawberry. Tastes delicious, but full of seeds.
Yeah.
No, but you have to, no, that would be a watermelon.
Yeah.
The seeds are on the outside of strawberry.
I could be a watermelon.
That comes with it because
I really hate watermelons. So that would track too.
Oh, you're not allergic, are you?
No, I just hate them.
No. I find watermelon pointless.
I think it'd be watermelon because I find watermelon pointless. Just like your life.
Yeah. So very fitting, Bea.
I'm so sorry.
Mariah's tea is addicted.
I'm crying.
Just because you deeply insulted me.
And then you feel bad about it. You did it so easily, too.
Just accidentally insulted me.
It's like, I don't like it either because I find it pointless. But good choice.
I hate it and it's pointless. It's perfect for my life.
Wow. Tough crowd today.
I just don't. You want a melon?
It makes me nauseous, so that also works. All right, Mariah.
That was mine. I picked 39.
Ellen.
17. Mariah's birth. You're both your birthday days.
Oh, there you go.
What is the weirdest food? Nope, that's not 17. That's 16. If you could design your own astronaut suit, what would it look like?
Mob wife.
Oh, mob wife suit, fur and. Red and red lips, cheetah print.
Like it would be brown fur, denim jeans,
heels,
cigarettes, big hair, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be
holder.
My. Yeah, that would be my. Yeah.
Okay, what would your astronaut suit look like?
Honestly, probably just like neutral tones.
Just a nice, clean aesthetic.
Yeah.
None of this white and silver.
Maybe some platform sneakers.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Some moon boot.
White.
Platform moon
boots. Some moon boot platform sneakers.
Yes. Yeah.
What about yours?
Sweatpants and slides.
Yeah.
Essentially just an astronaut suit, but I could wear socks and slides. I mean, it's big and baggy, so like you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
I'm all about that. Mariah, pick a number.
Oh, let's go with Thronson's date, 28.
Not my age.
Not your age.
Well,
was my age.
It was, long time ago.
Do you have any injuries you obtained in a really stupid way?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, so I almost shot my finger off. Cutting.
When? Recently?
No.
Yesterday.
That's the one you're going with?
Not your toe?
Not your toe.
Oh, no.
Old crock pot toe.
Everyone knows that story.
That's
now.
That's true, we do. Yeah.
No, I almost chopped my left hand pointer finger nib off cutting a radish.
Gross.
When was this?
Oh, like maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
Nice.
So did you get stitches?
No, luckily not. But I was being really dumb. My mom and I were in the garden. I was picking radishes and she wanted me to cut the stems off, and the knife we had was like a butcher block
dull knife,
chef knife,
yeah,
like the thick one,
yeah,
and I was being stupid and I was like karate chopping and I missed the radish.
Jesus. Got your finger.
Hit my finger.
That's pretty dumb.
That is dumb.
What about you?
I dislocated my shoulder.
Nice.
I fell in between like say your front steps, but wasn't. Oh. Or I broke my leg tripping over the little nub that where the railing used to go here. Or I stepped on hot charcoal because somebody dumped it in the beach sand.
Mm-hmm.
But when I dislocated my shoulder, I was at my cousin's and it was steps, like concrete steps like this.
Mm-hmm.
and then there was a space, mm-hmm. and then there was the house, and her door opened backwards, and I was drunk, and I...
Sure.
So I landed on the ground, and my shoulder landed up here, and...
Ooh, ooh. Ouch. Did you have to go to the doctor?
I mean, eventually I did. It snapped back into place, but the doctor's like, yeah, my chiropractor, he's like,
yeah,
you dislocated this, and... Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, so, like, and then when I used to have to, at my other job, I'd have to file, because that's how they did things back then, and it would be at a certain angle, and it would get stuck there, and I'm like, ooh. So.
Ouch.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
It was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like I've not injured myself too much. I mean, I fell on the ice and landed on my weight on my knee. I told you guys that privately, not on the recording. Trying to protect Teddy. So, because I didn't want him to fall and break his little stick legs.
Yeah.
No. And I should know better.
Took one for the team.
We live in Minnesota. I should know better. And I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I stepped and fell, and to correct my fall, to like not slip, but like whatever, and not.
Smash throw Debbie.
Teddy or smash Teddy. I went, I kneeled down and landed all my weight on my knee. Now I have a giant bruise.
Ouch.
So that's cool. But you know, what are you gonna do?
Too bad you didn't go backwards on your butt.
Yeah, and I would have hit my head though, probably.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always worried about going back and clonking my head on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway. So that was cool.
Okay.
Fun stories.
Fun stories.
Yeah, awesome.
Pick a number.
15.
Well, you're not, I don't know if you're, well, maybe. Which meme best represents your life? I've got one for me already.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
No.
And then I didn't know if you'd be insulted if I was like, you're not going to know.
What a meme is?
Or what, which, to be able to pick one out.
I don't, yeah.
I don't even know if I do.
Okay, have either of you seen the meme, and it's of a Simpsons clip of Homer standing in front of a bush, and then he slowly backs up?
No.
No.
Okay, well. That would be mine.
Okay.
We'll cut that one out. Pick a different meme. Or pick a different... Pick a number. Not a letter. A number.
8.
What's your favorite room in your home?
Oh.
The spare room?
No. I mean, to look at, yes. Mm-hmm. But my procrastination station.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's where I spent...
Mm-hmm.
The only time I came downstairs yesterday was to eat.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your favorite room?
My room.
Your bedroom?
My bedroom.
Yeah. When you... Well, you had a studio, though, then.
Is that...
That would be... Yeah. The same room.
Yeah. I was gonna say, it's all the same room, so...
Is your room at home your childhood room?
No.
So you're...
My childhood room is my closet.
Oh.
So my room used to be, like, the playroom growing up.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's where we had the futon. PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
It's turned into many things.
Now it's your home.
Now it's my room.
Well, what about you?
My favorite room. Well, I like look-wise, although it's a shit show right now, is the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite room to be in currently is Chris's room downstairs because he has a power reclining chair now. And I can shut the door and get away from all the animals and everybody. It really is just... perfect.
Yeah.
Well, in the spare room, which is the prettiest room in our house for sure, and the one that is the most completely done, I have that chair that I custom ordered for that room, and I had to go in there to finish reading one of our books because
the animals
well, mostly Captain, because it was early in the morning and we were still drinking coffee, and Captain likes coffee, shared this before, and he was just being a pest. And then if he wasn't begging for coffee, then he wanted to go out, so I'd throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting really agitated because somebody else sitting over in their power recliner, just like where he can sit for days.
Can block it out.
I think he could fuse his skin into the chair and the dogs wouldn't bother him unless it was like dinner time. But here's mama. It's like, because like, it's like I'm just built.
That's so
the sole reason I live in that house is to provide Captain with entertainment.
Yeah. So when, so Chris can be downstairs in his room building a Lego or whatever, door wide open, sitting there, totally fine.
Yeah.
Ozzy might go down there and sleep.
Look in.
You know, sleep a little bit with him and then come back up.
Mm-hmm.
So then if I like get home from work or whatever and I go downstairs and I like, maybe we'll go downstairs and we'll chat for a little bit. The second I sit on the floor, everybody descends on the room and everybody's down there and they're knocking stuff over and they're touching this and they're doing this, and Chris is like, it was fine, just like it's been fine all day. And I'm like, yeah, it's because I'm in here.
Yeah.
So then they're all in here.
It'll be the same thing as
they gotta follow me. Yeah.
I'll be upstairs and it'll be nice and quiet. In fact, Lolly can even sit on Andy's lap to some degree.
Yeah.
Without Captain being too jealous.
Yeah.
But like the minute I come down, Morgan's barking, Captain's barking, Lolly's, it's like,
holy shit.
You were all, I live in this house. Mm-hmm. Like, you were all quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same thing here, too.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, next question.
21.
If rainbows could talk, what would they sound like?
There's no pot of gold at the end of me.
Okay, I'm just going to pick another number because I can't talk. That
I guess a rainbow. I feel like a rainbow would sound very, very soft and not as aggressive as Mariah's rainbow. Okay, Ellen, what's your number? No, pot of gold is the enemy. That rainbow is so loud and obnoxious. Everyone's like, this is why we don't like when you come here. This is why we don't hang out with you.
Yeah. Three.
Which season would you be and why?
Fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the clothes are awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Are we all fall?
We're all fall.
I think we're all fall. Okay. Yeah. Ryan?
What number do we go up to?
40.
40.
What's one thing everyone looks ridiculous doing?
You got it?
Well, pooping.
I was thinking that too. Oh. Especially if they use like a squatty potty.
Yeah.
What is even like animals
have a thing you put your legs on so you can poop easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, animals look ridiculous
pooping. I mean, like, those are my favorite pictures of Captain when he's just like
pooping. Yep.
Yeah. Nothing's coming to mind.
Like falling. I love people falling.
Everyone looks ridiculous falling.
It's funny. Falling is funny. Mm-hmm. Always is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like always everybody to get hurt, but falling is funny.
Dancing. Now, if you there's good dancers and bad dancers for sure, but if you just think about it a little too much.
Like at a wedding dance.
Everybody looks ridiculous dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. Every wedding dance, they're like just terrible. Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like walking if you're like really, really intoxicated.
Yeah.
But you're sure. Like you know you've had your limit. So you're like kind of concerned what everyone else is thinking about when they look at you.
Yeah.
So you're like trying to act cool. Like I'm not drunk, but it's very obvious. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one too.
Who's number
1.
Which color has the worst personality? Mustard yellow. Done.
I love mustard yellow.
but her personality is terrible.
Well, like gray.
Yeah. Oh, gray.
Because gray. Yeah. I mean, gray thinks they're having such a moment, and they're like
their moment has long since
and
passed.
And like gray, you're still just gray. You're void. Mudded.
And here's the thing, gray. Everybody hates you.
Everybody's
you're
so
everywhere,
sick.
And everybody hates you.
Yeah.
They secretly talk behind your back how much they hate you because you're so boring.
I don't know if I can top that.
I mean, red would be really obnoxious.
Well, red is just like red.
Red, very in your face, red. Yeah. But
gray is like, because they think they're all of that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, gray,
they're like, I'm in every floor.
You're every over home. Like P. Diddy.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not too soon.
No, not too soon. And also, this will come out later anyway. Yeah. So.
The only thing that I thought of. Gray's best friend would be tan.
Oh, beige.
Beige.
Beige. Accessible beige.
Yes.
No, actually, I do like accessible
beige. I do too, actually. Like hospital
beige.
But I'm
beige. Just over it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it. Like khaki, those like light khaki pants.
Like the pants that the Target workers have to wear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. When they couldn't just wear any khaki pants and they had to wear that light tan one.
The specific pants.
Speaking of khaki, I had to wear khaki was part of my uniform when I was in golf.
Oh, yeah.
And I was not very fashionable when I was younger.
That's a lie.
I wasn't.
We've seen the prom pictures.
Well,
there were moments.
Younger than that then. Ninth grade.
Oh, well, nobody's fashionable in ninth grade.
I could not find a pair of khaki pants that fitted my body. And so I convinced my ninth grade golfing team to wear jeans.
Not a girl.
Nice. You're like, I'll just go around the system yeah, then.
Yeah, I hated khaki.
Yeah, khaki's terrible.
Hated all right. it.
Next. All right.
Let's go with 30.
30, 30.
What's the longest you've slept in one session?
Recently?
Just as far as back as your brain will take you.
I mean, when I was younger, I loved to sleep.
Me too. Your body probably needed it.
I mean, probably like 10 hours.
Same.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, about 10.
Okay. I mean, right now I'm happy with a solid 5.
Same.
Yeah.
What's next? Next question. Next.
5.
What's the worst smell?
Rotten meat.
That's pretty bad. Rotten milk. It's pretty bad, too.
When you walk into Red Lobster and you smell seafood.
Burnt hair.
Oh, burnt hair is pretty bad.
Burnt hair is bad.
Or lately, and I don't know what the f*** the deal is, I walked into Target like twice in the past, like probably a couple weeks or 3 weeks or something, and I immediately walked into the door and it smelled like shit.
Mm. Oh.
And half the store smelled like shit.
Somebody pooped and had it on their shoe.
Yeah. Ew. And it was, ew. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
So shit is a bad smell.
Yeah, yeah. Shit is a bad one.
Yep.
But like human shit is worse than animal shit.
Yeah.
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 Cause like
it's terrible. Cause if you're, if there's an animal in the wild that shits, they're eating healthy. You know what I mean?
Well, even like a farm that manure doesn't bother me as much as human shit does.
No, yeah. That's
agreed.
Accurate. Human shit is just something that people shouldn't have to smell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it was like in times where they just hurled shit out the bucket, like a bucket out the window?
Oh, and you had to walk in it on the street?
No. And no one thought to, like, dig a hole first and then.
Right. Well, like, come on, look at cats.
In town.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although lately, the poop spray we have, which is Febreze Downy, smells so bad, like, you can taste it.
Ew.
And I hate it.
I told Chris. I was finally, no spray has been enough. Because here's the thing. One, we have a small house. Two, we have one bathroom that I'm willing to go in. The other bathroom downstairs, I don't want to go there. It's Chris's. I don't think he's ever cleaned it. I don't go there.
Yeah.
So he'll come back from the bathroom and I'll go.
He occasionally flushes down there, though.
Oh, that's important. Oh, yeah, he flushes down there. Okay. Yeah, no. I just mean as far as like
that's
scrubbing
bad.
The toilet.
Oh, yeah.
No. Or cleaning.
Yeah. Just cleaning. Yeah. No, he flushes the toilet.
Okay.
But. He'll come back and I'll be like, is the bathroom safe? Is always the question.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll be like, yeah. But here's the thing. If it's not safe, I can smell it in the kitchen because our house is so small.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that's it. I'm done with all this spray bullshit. Here's a box of matches. Light a match when you're done, please.
Oh.
I can't. Like, I'd much rather that smell than anything else coming up.
Just have like a candle down there going.
No, yeah, that's up here. That's up here.
Oh, okay.
But then also, that would thing, I'm always worried about
that. No, that's fair.
I'd almost rather smell Andy's poop than the Downy Febreze.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
It's terrible. Yeah. He's like, you've had, this one is terrible. Like, I don't know why you thought this. I go, I don't know, like, what I was thinking when I bought this.
Yeah.
Because he's great about, he'll always spray it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
not that one.
While I'm drinking my coffee, it just comes out. I'm like,
bleh, bleh. Yeah.
Like, I'd rather smell your poop. I mean, above the Febreze Downy one.
Yeah. Yes. Compared to anything else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No, somebody else.
What time were you? Okay. 11.
Which movie character would you want to have an epic battle with?
What kind of battle?
Epic.
Like.
Any battle you choose, Mariah.
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay, read the question again.
Which movie character?
Movie
so
character.
Not the actor, the
yep,
movie character would you want to have an epic battle with? I'd want to pick somebody stupid so I'd win. You know?
Okay, what first came to mind is like an epic like
verbal battle.
Nope.
Oh.
Like battle. Like Scarlett Johansson in Black Widow. Like, I would want to fight
like
her.
That, like, a like, cool
if
fight.
If I had the ability as such, her.
That'd be cool.
Black Widow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've we'll seen see. Movies. You know characters.
Yeah.
I mean, you could even pick somebody from Sex and the City. Ooh, Burger from Sex and the City.
Oh! I would go into a verbal battle with burger.
Yeah, and then you can punch him in the throat at the end of it because it can be epic.
Because a post-it?
Right, come on.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Don't hate me.
Fuck off.
Yeah, we all hate you, burger.
Yeah. Well.
I'm so glad that in Just Like That, they haven't regurgitated him.
Well, here's the thing.
Because I don't like that they brought Aiden back and the whole holiday ended. That was stupid, Carrie. You deserve better than waiting for his dumb kid to graduate high school. Mm-hmm. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, move on. Bring the Russian back then.
Yeah. Although he hit her.
Oh, yeah, he hit her. Yeah.
So, no. No, don't bring the Russian. Please don't bring the Russian back.
Don't bring the Russian back.
Yeah, but so, yeah, Burger, I feel like it would be your fight.
Oh,
yeah.
100%.
Yep. I thought of somebody while you were talking, Mariah, and I forgot who it was. It's gone. It doesn't matter. I don't know. I picked nobody. I can't remember what I was going to say. I don't know.
I said Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, and then I thought of Burger for you, because I don't like that actor either. So like,
no, I don't like him either.
John's been watching Loudermilk, and he's like, watch Loudermilk. And so I tried the first episode. He's the main character in that show.
No.
And I got 10 minutes in, and I thought, I can't watch this. Like, I just can't watch this. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Can't do it. I still don't have somebody.
Okay.
Now I'm picking a number.
12. Last one.
Oh, and then I want to pick one after this.
Okay. Yeah.
12 is, what's the weirdest profession you've ever wanted to go into?
Funeral director.
Me too!
Why?
I've also wanted to be the
mortician.
Yes!
Yes, the whole thing.
Okay, yes. Me too. Me too. Yes. I actually looked at what credits, what classes you need to take at a college to be able to do that.
Me too.
Yeah.
You basically have to be a doctor.
That literally surprises me for both of you.
Can you imagine if we ran a funeral home?
Jesus, that'd be great.
Yeah, Mariah could be the one to talk to the people.
No! Well, no. I am the most emotional person here.
That's true. You can run the bed and breakfast next door.
People from out of town, I'm so sorry for your loss, but here's your key.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always wanted to. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I knew some people in the business, and I was like, what do I got to do? Like, can I just come and be a part-timer?
Yeah,
and
he's
like,
no. No, you got to actually go to school. Like, do the thing.
And I'm like, he's like, why? And I go, here's the why. Because I always want to throw a party, and that is the best way to send somebody off.
Okay, I like that analogy. I like that.
Oh, I just thought it would be interesting to, like...
see dead bodies?
No, to, like, get a body ready for burial. The whole process is interesting to me. And the little pins they put in your eyes and just the whole thing.
Yeah.
So when they close a dead person's eyes, they don't stay closed. So they put, like a contact lens almost that has a spike on it so that when they close their eyes lids stay closed.
This is why you get cremated, people.
Yeah, well, that too.
Because the only reason to do that is for the viewing.
Right, exactly. That's to get the body ready.
Yeah,
for the viewing. And then the makeup and all the stuff so that people can come say goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought that would be interesting to do.
Same.
That.
Sure.
So.
Yep.
But what did you want to go into, Brian?
I think when I was younger, like a vet.
Oh, I feel like every kid wanted to be a vet until they learned they got to put animals down. And then was like,
no,
maybe not.
No, I thought that's like 8 years of school, so pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't top mortician.
Yep. Okay, let me scroll through, see if there's any good questions.
Yeah, you pick one.
Oh, here's one for Ellen. If you could give a name to your favorite kitchen appliance, what would it be?
They don't have names.
let's see. Oh, here's one. Here's our last one. And we can all do it for each other. If you had to rename your best friend, what would you choose?
Ooh.
So we all rename each other.
I don't know.
I feel like Mariah would be like an Alyssa.
Okay.
Or like a Rebecca.
A Rebecca is a good name.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
Becky.
Becca.
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 Becca. Yeah. Becca. Yeah. Rebecca.
Okay.
Or Reba.
Yeah. No.
I actually, Catherine's sister's name is Rebecca, and their family call her Reba.
Reba.
I feel like if your name was Rebecca, and somebody was like, hey, Becky, and you'd be like, it's Rebecca.
It's Rebecca.
It's Rebecca.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ellen would be Carrie.
Oh.
Okay, no. Laura. No, that's not right. Christina. No, I don't like that.
I don't know.
The name that just popped in my head was like Patricia.
Patricia. Patty.
People would call you Patty.
Patty.
They sure would not.
I know, they would try.
Melissa. Catherine. Catherine's something, a terrible name. Something strong.
Something with girth.
I don't know. I don't know what my name would be outside of my name.
No, I think you're an Ellen.
Cleo. Abigail.
I do like a...
Bertha.
No.
Beatrice. B.
My grandma's name was Bernice.
Bernice.
Mm. Bernice.
But Beatrice would be fun because it would be a B.
B-E-A.
Yeah, like B. Arthur. Or Trix. She was a badass.
Or Trix.
Dorothy.
I had an aunt named Dorothy. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Cassandra.
How come they're all old names?
I said Christina. That's an old name. Mabel.
No.
May.
Gertrude.
Gertie. No.
I like Beatrice. B.
I don't know.
Blanche.
Beatrix.
Bellatrix.
Bellatrix. Beatrix. By the way, did you catch the subtle
Danielle
thing in the one I sent you from the guy who was the Death Eater getting get ready with me?
Yes.
And he's like something about
Lucius.
Lucius.
In the beginning. Yeah. Yes, I did.
I must not listen that closely.
I got that right away. I was going to comment that, and then I commented something else.
Where he said something about... something boy, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Like, just like Lucius.
Yeah. Yes. I just thought of a name, and now I can't fucking remember. What about Eva?
Ava.
I don't mind Ava.
Amelia. I like Amelia. Emily.
No.
Emma.
Mm.
Madeline.
I do like a good Madeline.
Maddie, I like Madeline.
Maddie, because you're mad all the time. I'm kidding.
No, it'd be Madeline.
Yeah.
It 100% it would be Madeline. Madeline.
Okay, what would my name be?
Like an Abby. Abigail.
Fiona.
I don't mind
people
Fiona.
Would call you Abs.
Oh, God.
Fiona.
I like Fiona.
I actually could see like a Chloe. Like
oh, Chloe.
I like mm-hmm. Chloe, yeah. With a C or a K?
C.
Thank you. That's correct.
There's only that's the only way to spell it.
Well, it's Khloe Kardashian.
I was
no.
That's what I would. Yeah.
No. Claire. Claire.
Claire. Claire. I feel like has a little bit of spunk.
Claire.
Yeah.
Claire.
So Claire, Madeline, and Rebecca.
You know what we sound like?
What
names from like. Bratz dolls that yes. I had as a kid.
That's B-E. Or B-A. That's after me.
Yeah. No, yeah. It is, but that's what I just
we all
like.
Need a shirt. Yours will say Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Mine will say
Claire.
Well, two of us are. You are in... I mean, if we were in the dating scene, those could be our fake names.
That's true.
Ooh, there you go.
What's your name? Claire.
What was mine? Madeline.
Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. This is my friend Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. I want to go out now so we can all.
You also have to have a fake number on the. It has to be your number, but like just one digit off.
I would always switch two digits.
Yep.
Like the last four, I just switched the last two. Yep. Done.
Mm.
Same.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Then you're not lying. You're just dyslexic.
Well, which you are.
Which so. I am. So what do you want
win-win.
From me?
Win-win. Yeah. Win-win.
Yep. Yeah. All right, that's it.
That was good. That was a good fun. Round.
That was a good round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
So, well, follow us on all the crap.
Tramps, Ghosts, Ballerinas, just Google it.
You want to answer any of the questions that we did, send them to us.
Or...
Mm-hmm. Send your own questions.
Send your own Ooh. Questions. We'll read them. But what would... You Catherine name? Or Amanda, I guess. What would you name us?
Oh.
What names
and
would
you know
you
Amanda's
pick?
Got a whole list of baby names that she just went through.
Ooh. Right. Yeah, so...
Oh, that... Nora.
Nora's a great name.
Nora is... like Nora Jones.
That or is a great name.
Nora,
name
like that. The writer, Nora F... No. She wrote, she wrote...
Jesus. Something.
Jesus Christ. All the rom-coms from the 80s. No. Men Nora. Who wanted to conquer the world... Or keep it under control.
You just
the
said
Bible.
Jesus Christ. I just had an oh. answer.
Yeah, you did. Nicely played.
Thank you. What was... Finish your thought, though, because...
Nora, she wrote You've Got Mail. She
oh,
wrote...
Here, let me look.
Steele?
No, that's Danielle Steele.
Oh.
All right, You've Got Mail. It was written by...
Nora...
Nora Ephron?
There, I did say it right. Yeah. Nora Ephron.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
So there.
There you go.
Okay.
Chance well, Ghost Ballerinas. Rate, review, subscribe. Goodbye.
Check us out.
Good day.
Good day.
I say good day, sir.
I say good day. And then